everyone. My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Miracle Hour. If you've just joined us, we are so pleased you've joined us, and to those who are regular listeners, we are so thankful and grateful that you joined in. I'd like to pray, open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, Lord, that you would grant to your servant this day great boldness to preach your word, to stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again, we open in the Psalms again, and a different psalm. We have a different psalm every time I bring a message. And it's what God's nature and his heart is towards you. We see this in Psalm 36:5. It says, Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. In 7 and 8 it says, How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. Here we see again that we see that God's word, the Bible, his mercy and his faithfulness reaches to the clouds, and his loving kindness, his children are abundantly satisfied as they drink from the river of his pleasures. Amen. His children are abundantly satisfied as they drink from the river of his pleasures. To those who put their trust under the shadow of God's wings. What a promise to those who love the Lord, who put their trust in him. Now, another excuse could be, one of the excuses some people use is that they say, not now. I don't want to make a commitment for Christ. I don't want to make a commitment. Well, the answer to that is, every time you say no, it is more difficult to say yes. The time is now. The Bible says, For he says, In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Friends, seek the Lord while he may be found. Delay is a decision for the wrong way. Today, if you will, says the Lord, God's call is not a call for tomorrow, but for today. It says in Hebrews, How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. It says in Proverbs, Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. It says in Luke 12:20, But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then he will get what you have prepared for yourself. What it's saying here, friends, to say not now, it's the wrong decision. Don't ignore such a great salvation. It's not tomorrow's decision. As the Bible is saying, this could be the last time you get to hear this message. It's in John 3:17, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Friends, I'll make it personal just for you, because this is what it's saying. For God did not send his Son, Jesus Christ, to you to punish you, but that through Jesus you might be saved. God didn't send Jesus to punish you. He came to save you. In Romans it says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Very simple. God loves you. That's why he sent Jesus Christ to die for your sins. And says in Titus 3, 5 and 6, then he saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. See, friends, this is the gospel. It's the good news. As God is offering a free gift of salvation here, Jesus Christ has paid the price for your sin and sickness. All it takes from you, friend, is a decision. No one else can make this decision. And your response? Receive Christ. We must trust Jesus Christ and receive him by personal invitation. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Loved ones, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? And what to pray? Then you just follow me in this prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life in Jesus Christ's name. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God's assurance, friends, his word. If you've prayed this prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called a new birth. See, friends, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To deepen this relationship, you should read your Bible every day, if possible, to know Christ better. Start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ. And worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Well, I'll be praying for the second hurting shortly. So have an expectancy. You see, Jesus is full of compassion. His nature is to want to heal you. We go back to Psalm 36, 5. It says, your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. You see, Jesus' mercy and his faithfulness and loving kindness is towards you who put their trust in him and are abundantly satisfied in the rivers of pleasure and the river of healing. It's talking about there, the river of healing is what it's talking about. In Mark 1:39, so he traveled throughout the province of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and releasing many from the power of demons. You see, Jesus Christ has power over all demons to cast them out. And verse 40 it says, once a leper came and knelt in front of him and begged him to be healed. He said, "If you want to, you can make me well again," he pled. And Jesus moved with pity and sympathy. Jesus reached out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy was gone. The man was healed. But as the man went his way, he began to shout the good news that he was healed. You see, friends, Jesus showed his nature, what his heart is like. He was moved with pity and sympathy, saying, "I'm willing to make you clean." And immediately the leprosy was gone. The man was healed. We see another one here, Mark 10, at blind Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was near, he began to shout out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped there in the road and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man, said, "You lucky fellow." They said, "Come on, he's calling you." "O teacher," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus says to him, "All right, it's done. Your faith has healed you." And instantly the blind man could see and followed him. See, we see, friends, the blind man called out. He wanted to be healed. Jesus wanted to heal the blind. He's saying, "Your faith has healed you." Jesus has not changed. He's still the same loving, compassionate, and merciful Savior. We see this in Mark 7. As soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syria, Phoenicia. He begged Jesus to drive the demon out of his daughter. And he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. You see, this woman's daughter had a demon driven out, and Jesus was nowhere near this little girl. He was some distance away. Jesus gives us the same authority to cast out demons and heal the sick from a distance. When I pray over the radio, the same will happen. In Mark 6 and 7 it says, "Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits." Jesus says in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions," and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power of the enemy, all the power the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Jesus gave us authority and power over all the demonic realm. That's what serpents and scorpions means. It means a demonic realm, demons and devils. And it said, "And nothing shall in any way harm you." Jesus said, "That's why I can pray and cast out demons." Romans 15:19, "Through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick right now. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Holy Spirit, this is your healing time. This is your meeting. You have your way, I pray." See, it's Jesus Christ's nature, his love and compassion for you, to want to heal you and set you free. I'm going to pray for the sick now. Have an expectancy to be healed, friends. Place your hand on your sick and hurting part of your body now, and I'll start to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, To the broken-hearted and the grief-stricken, I bind and I break your power now. I pray, Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. I command you be healed and made whole. And to those in pain and those with cancers and cysts and growths, at the very roots of you, cancers and cysts, I curse you. I command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. To the oppressed, I rebuke your power. Holy Spirit, set the captives free. Lord, I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle now to be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I pray, increase your healing power. Thank you, Holy Spirit, your miraculous healing power is touching the people right now. Thank you, Lord. Soul from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I release your healing power. I release your healing power. There's a person that's being healed right now of a back injury. It's actually in your back. It's actually your spinal cord. You're actually being healed right now. There's another person you have, this person with a heart complaint, the pain in your heart, being healed right now with the power of God. Other people in a respiratory thing, people with lungs, problem with your lungs, you're being healed right now by the power of God. People in their stomach, people with stomach problems, you're being healed right now. There are women that are being healed right now of a woman's problem right now. In Jesus Christ, you're being healed in the cervix. In Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that your miraculous healing power is touching the people right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. That person with those sore feet, you're being healed right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Another person being hit with crooked hips are being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, loved ones, to keep you healing, believe you have received. Thank God continually for your healing, and do not let fear come upon you. Also, no superstition. You are in Christ now. No superstition. Superstition is from the devil. It puts you into bondage. You're out of bondage now. Don't get back into bondage by superstition. And confess your sin if you've been to a witch doctor. Repent. Repent means turn and confess. See, friends, only the Holy Spirit heals. The devil can heal nobody. And we must forgive as God forgives us. We must live in peace. Jesus says, live in peace with each other. We are not to be fighting and arguing. Well, we would love to hear from you if you've made a commitment to Christ or you've been healed. And we would love to hear and we rejoice with you. If my prayer would be, for you, may God's love and peace and his choices blessings be yours in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the
the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When Jesus returns, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
It will soothe all of my fears. wipe away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing flowing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream.
Children, oh my God.